Alle Yeshua Chelek Beis, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, the fourth chapter entitled Frumkeit. We quote the pasuk from Yeshayahu, Seilu, Seilu, Panu Derech, Harimu Michshol Mederech Ami, to clear the road, to remove obstacles from the path of my nation. As we said, this is what the objective of these chapters are, to remove obstacles in understanding what Musar is or isn't. The author says, Bashvil Hatzar HaMovil Elayim Es Bavodas Hashem. On the narrow path leading to the truth in Avodas Hashem, Yesh Michshol Sheshmoi Frumkeit. There's an obstacle called Frumkeit. In brackets, Lemunach Ze Ein Tirgum Ivri Holem. For this term, there is no appropriate Hebrew translation, and therefore he uses the Yiddish term. Frumkeit Hidachav Tiv'i Instinctivi Liseches Elaboire. Frumkeit is a natural and instinctive impulse to relate to the Creator. Instinct ze nimtza gam bevealei chayim. It's an instinct that appears not only in humans, but also in animals. David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Omar, HaKefirim Sh'agim LaToref Ulvakei Shmael Ochlam. In Borchi Nafshi, we're familiar with this pasuk, the lions roar, and they seek from HaKadosh Baruch Hu their prey. And there also, Neiseni V'hema Lachmah, Livnei Oireva Sh'yikro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides animals with the food to the example here of the ravens who call to him. Ve'ein kol echach lavin pesukim ele kimlitza. There's no necessity here to understand this as just a figure of speech, as something figurative. Le'va'alei chayim yesh techusha instinctivit sheyesh mishidoilim zeinam. Ba'alei chayim have this instinctive sense that somebody is taking care of their sustenance. Or is so instinct po'el ba'adam, the same instinct is active in a human being, v'chamuvan b'rama yisagva, obviously on a much higher level. Frumkeit tiv'it zoi oizeres lanu ba'avidas Hashem. This natural frumkeit helps us in avidas Hashem. Uvli siyua tiv'i ze, without this natural assistance, ha'isa ha'avida kveda alenu admoid. The job would have been very, very difficult. Ulam, however, a frumkeit kmo kol dachav instinktivi apoel badam. Frumkeit, like any other instinctive impulse in a human being, egoistit anuchiyit betivah. It is egotistical. It is selfish by nature. Lachein a frumkeit dochefes es adam rak lasuiz mashetov latzmoi. And therefore, frumkeit only pushes a person to do what's good for himself. Peula ben adam lachaveroi. When it comes to helping someone else, vegam maase lishma ben adam lamakoyim. And also, some action ben adam lamakoyim. But lishma, einam nizunim mifrumkeit. Those are not supported by frumkeit. Frumkeit only pushes that which is selfish. Habevases avodasoi aleha levad. The person who founds, establishes his avodas Hashem only on frumkeit, nishar anochi. He remains selfish, afilim yachmir al tzmoi chumois abois, even if he piles upon himself many stringencies. Ish chesed lo yeh. Such a person will not become an ish chesed. Vele lishma lo yegeh. He will not achieve lishma. Zeu haechrach shenevases es avodasenu davka al das. And that's why there's an imperative that avodas Hashem should be founded on das, on something that is thought out, something that is analyzed and thought out, as opposed to this instinct. Interesting, in brackets, Hagmara Muna Besetad of Chavbeis Amudbeis Shiv'a Perushim Shem Bivchinas Chasidim Shuitim. So Shiv'a Perushim, seven types of people who take certain extreme measures, and the Gemara enumerates them as Chasidim Shuitim, obviously not a compliment. Uv'chol ha-Shiv'a Poeles Frumkeit Bridas. Doik v'sishkach. If you look carefully into all those seven examples, you'll see Frumkeit unguided by Das. Hadas tzerecha lechavin es avoidasenu. Das is what needs to guide our avoida. Barega shanu maznichim es hadas ufoalim mitoch frumkeit levadu. The moment that we neglect das, we neglect the guidance of the mind and act through frumkeit alone, tiyeh avoida uvetes, then avoidas Hashem will be distorted. Vezois afilu b'madegos shel talmidei chachomim, even on the levels of talmidei chachomim. Ninaseh levayor. Let's try to clarify. Chelek nichbad ba'avoida, teifesos ha-mitzvois b'adam l'chaveroi. The mitzvois between people, interactions between people, take a large portion, a substantial portion of avoidas Hashem. Reiv avoida le'tikun ha-midois esek b'mitzvois elu. Most of the avoida that we engage in for correcting one's midois is involved in these mitzvahs, Ben Adam Lachaveroi, Chelek Gador Shesifei HaMusa Mukdash Lehen, a large portion of Sifei Musa is devoted to these things. V'hineh Fumkeit Kamu Einah Dechaves LeMitzvahs Ele, as we said above, Fumkeit doesn't push one towards these mitzvahs, Eleim Ken She'ezu Negeh Anuch Yis Ba Asipukwa B'Kiyuman, unless some self-interest is satisfied by fulfilling these mitzvahs. Maran, Agor, Rabbi Nassan, Tzvi Finkel, Asabu, Mislobotka, Nishmasu Eden Omar. So the ultimate Mislobotka used to say, Ve'ohavta l'reacha kamoicha, the Pasuk says. To love your fellow kamoicha, she'tohav esrecha kmo she'tohav esatzmecha. The ideal is to love the other Jew as one loves oneself. Esatzmecha incha ohev l'shem mitzvah. You don't love yourself for the sake of a mitzvah. You know, l'shem yichud, that doesn't happen. El ahava peshuta, it's a straightforward ahava. V'chach tzeich le'ohev esrecha. And this, he said, is how one must love the fellow Jew. Gisha zo yizara legamu l'fumkat. This is a completely alien to Frumkat. Frumkat cannot contain this idea. Limud musar ubikaroi limud das. Limud musar is to learn das. Hanigash le limud ze mitoch Frumkat greater. One who approaches this through this approach of Frumkat, lo yavin klalus mashu lumed. He will not understand what he's learning. Ve'ameat shu mevin, the little that he does understand, hu yimshechenu miyad el nitiyasu anuchis. He'll pull that learning, that additional information towards his selfish tendencies. Hu yisgae al kinis vasfa lo oid manashu Frumkat. He'll become arrogant for having another measure, another portion of Frumkeit. Harei avidas amidois. The bottom line is that working one's midois. Ha'esik b'mitzvois ben adam l'chaveroi. Being involved in mitzvois ben adam l'chaveroi. V'limud musa, and that, tzerichim l'ashtis davka al das. It has to be founded on das, not on this instinct that we call in Frumkeit. It has to be established on something that is thought out and planned and analyzed. To elaborate, paragraph base. Avoida hamushteses al das, mahi. Avoida which is founded on das, what is it? Ne'ayenu bazeh bedivrei Rabbeinu Yonah be'avois gimel. We look at the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah in Pekei Avois. The Mishnah says, Chaviv Adam sheniva betzelem. First of all, a human being is chaviv, he's created with some essential similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is absent in all other creation. There's an additional measure of love shown to human beings, in that he's known, he's told that he shares a similarity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, Jewish people are beloved, the Torah calls us bonim, yeah, bonim atem l'shem eloikechem. There's an additional measure of love in that they told that they are like children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavivin Yisrael shenitan lahem kli chemda, they beloved in that this precious utensil was given to them, talking about the Torah. Chiba yasera nudas lahem shenitan lahem kli chemda shebo nivra olam. An additional measure of love in that they know that they were given this. That's the mission over there. Vidias ele hadvarim en etoeles gdola lidveku, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Knowing these things, like the Mishnah points out, is a tremendous benefit for our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Acha shenizgala lanu ki chaviv adam lefanam mikol b'yois. First of all, we know that we are more beloved than any other creature, ki betzelem nivru, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create us, betzelem Elohim. V'yisrael yudin ki hem chavivin mikol sh'ar ha'umois. Yisrael know that they are more beloved than other nations, ki nikru banim l'makoyim, they are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'vachar banu mikol ha'amim v'nosan al ester. So he is obviously paraphrasing Birkas HaTorah, that he chose us and gave us a Torah. Al kol panim, yodim anu ki karov elenu Hashem yisborach. We know that we are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He is close to us. Lo yachshev ha'adam. Person should not think. Af ki yaseh ha'isha b'nei Hashem v'lo yechita. Even if he does that which is straight in the eyes of Hashem, shu karev eilav, that is close. What does that mean? V'ata yodea ki hasagas ha'enosh mu'etes. You know that the ability of a human being to attain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited. Ve'einenu shalem shiuchal hasig es hadvekus. He's not completely perfect that he can attain ultimate attachment. On the other hand, ve'lo yishi yidameshu rachok menu legamri. He should not imagine that he's totally separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chiba yaserenu das, as the Mishnah says, there's a certain definite measure of love of Ya'im mizera hayudim hu, if he's a Jew. An individual should not see himself as a rasha, nor as a tzaddik. The Adam, the Torah that God's a person should be not to imagine that one's too close, not to imagine that one's too far. Ki el advekus hagdola ech yeshbanu, tremendous dvekus. It's a, perhaps a bit presumptuous. Ve'in ishbatz asher yaseh tov elo yecheta, as the pasuk in Kohelet says, one has to remember that one is perhaps not perfect. Kmo yishma Yirmiyahu alav shalom, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu perek lamed vaya adiru imenu umoshloim mikirbo yatza vehekravtiv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I will draw him near. Kshani makrivoi nigash elav, when I draw him near, he may step towards me. Aval im ein ani mekrivoi, if I don't draw him near, mi hu ze asher arav es libo lageshes elav. Who can dare to approach? The author is going to elaborate on this now. Bedai kanus nifla, with tremendous precision, magdir Rabbeinu Yonah chavivus haklal Yisrael etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Yonah defines the belovedness of Klal Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ei efshar sheyudi rachok legamri mimenu yitzbarach. It's not possible that a Jew should be utterly distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sharei yesh chavivus, there's just this natural affinity between the Creator who created the Jew. Aval bal yechshov hayachid, on the other hand, the individual should not think shehashem yitzbarach karov elav kirva pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him in some unique way, some unique closeness. Ki ad kama she nizhar b'masav bevaday einu adam shalem. No matter how the person is careful, he is probably not complete and perfect. Ein la'adam letzapoyes la'ashas ha'shechina she'advekus ha'gdeila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't, an individual should not expect to have the Shechina dwell upon him. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah called dvekus ha'gdeila. Ki zoi ach ve'rak matnas elokim. That type of hashra'a is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mishu yisbarach mekarvoi, to those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings near. Lachein, therefore, he said, matzarich lios mabat adam al atzmoi, what should be a person's perspective upon himself? Lo yitzadik ve'lo rasha yabinav. He should not think of himself as a tzadik, nor as a rasha. Lo yachshov al rechuk memen yisbarach. He should not think about distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'lo al kiruv elav. He should not think about closeness, ela ya'avoid ki hakol lefi ro'eh v'maaseh. Those are the words of Rabbeinu Yonah. He should be consistent in his avodah. Vedav kazo yagisha shel frumkeit. However, the approach of frumkeit is the opposite of this. Lemashesh tamid badofek ruchani. To constantly feel your spiritual pulse. Himu b'matzav shel kiruv or richuk. Am I close? Am I distant? Velitchoykes atzmoi b'koach likivay. And then to push oneself to try to be closer. Al kegoin ze hizhir admo tamid. Regarding this, Rabbi Yerucham used to say always, Rak loy letapes b'shamayim. You remember this from the first section when we spoke about Adam. We spoke about having one's feet on the ground, not to storm the heavens. Rak loy letapes b'shamayim. Al hakarka tzech lamud. The individual has to stand on the ground, his feet on the ground solidly. V'achayusi b'masim. To draw vitality and life through action, to do, to accomplish. Ulam haim be'meses levater al iskavus el Hashem yisbarach. Are we giving up over here any possibility of closeness to Hashem? Haloi kol bardas utzeh b'iskavus. Every bardas wants that. We've been speaking about that as the ultimate aim. Ve'David ha'melech alav ha'shalom amar, tzama'a lecha nafshi kamelech ha'besarim. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh yearns for you, in Tehillim samach gim v'od rabbo yiskena, and innumerable other statements along the same lines. Achein yeshna derech l'iskavus. Of course there's a way of drawing nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a path that leads you in the opposite direction of storming the heavens. This is the path for real, solid closeness to Hashem. Gemara in Seita Daf Hei. The pasuk describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu as being with those who are humble. Rav Huna v'Rachizda. Chad omar iti daka v'chad omar ani es daka. In Darshan, in this pasuk, one of them says, humility is with me, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, and the other one says, I am with the humble. Sherei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiniach kol harim ugvois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left all the imposing mountains, v'ishar shenosol har Sinai, v'lo yigav har Sinai lemala. That's the proof that one of them brings. Now, iti daka, the one opinion that says, humility is with me, ani magbioi, I will raise the humble person, ad sheshechen etzli, until he's by me, he's with me. Behainu eshkoin es daka. That was the one pshat. The other mandama says, ani es daka, I will be with the humble, ani markin shechinasoitzle. I will lower my presence towards him. So either I will lift him up or I will come down to him. Rather than the approach of storming the heavens and forcing a closeness, or trying to enforce HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu my closeness, but rather to humble oneself. That is the path. To the extent that a person manages to submit to Hashem's will, he becomes closer to him. To the extent that a person recognizes his state, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbir, to that same extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift him. It's not that we try to teach over here what the midav hachna'a means, the midav submission to Hashem. What we're busy with over here is to trace a true path to closeness to Hashem. We reach the depth, the core of this idea of frumkeit. The opposite of frumkeit is submission and humility. Frumkeit hidachav egoisti, as we said before, it's an egotistical impulse. Kmo kol dachav instinctive, like any other instinctive impulse. Velachin ein batzilil shlachna, it is not even an iota, not even an echo of submission. Ve'in bagam hiskavus amitis elabore. There's no real nearness to the Creator through it. Ki bevaday en ashchina shura besoch anochius. Certainly, the Shechina does not rest in the midst of selfishness. Ulehefech, conversely, hamachnia es atzmoi. Again, the person who submits himself to Hashem's will, who misrachek volech me'egoism, he gradually distances himself from egoism. He makes himself into a pure utensil, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring his presence upon him. With this introduction, we can understand the great chidush of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael coined this phrase, a frumin negia, meaning a negia, we'll explain now, a self-interest, an ulterior motive, which garbs itself in frumkeit. Hainu, she'adam matir latzmo averois, the person allows himself and rationalizes all sorts of averois, kedele kei mitzvah, in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Or l'shem ezo mitzvah mudvah, or to fulfill something which is a mitzvah only in inverted commas. A person allows himself, it becomes a motivator and again a way to rationalize what are averois through frumkeit. What it brings to ultimately sinas chinam, leshenara, rechilus, halbonas ponim, sheker, machlokes, vechubanois mamash. It can bring to all of these things, perhaps in extreme cases. For example, and this is again to make the examples clear, so these are quite extreme. Ba'alei shita achas machzikim zos lemitzvah leachid yerivim. So you can have adherence of a particular approach, a particular rebbe or particular whatever it is, who hold it to be a mitzvah to annihilate their opponents. And this is a frumenegia, because these people are motivated by the idea that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to bury these people. We're talking about living people, not dead. In order to earn an aliyah that, of course, I'm entitled to, some distinguished maftir or whatever, yecholim lecholel meriva gdoila. A person can cause tremendous quarrel because of this. Again, this is a frumenegia. He's doing a mitzvah over here, and therefore everything is permitted. All is permitted in love and mitzvahs. Mai lo mutar b'shas b'chiros. And what isn't permitted when it comes to elections? This is more relevant to Eretz Yisrael. Where, again, a person can do the worst averois because it's a mitzvah over here to that this particular party should win these seats or whatever it is. These are very strong examples, but the idea of frumenegia is there all the time. A person who parks in the disabled parking to get to the minyan, it's a frumenegia, yeah, because I need to be. It's such a big mitzvah to be in the minyan, and look, nobody's there, so it gives me permission to do these things. V'chazal baruch milah, Chazal expressed themselves very clearly, b'vakama dav tzadi dalet, ha-goizel se'ah, a person who steals some flour, and then lashah va'afa'a, he turns it into bread, umvarechele, and then he says the most exquisite bracha, with tremendous kavanah, with every word and syllable articulated clearly, ein ze mevarechele mina'itz. It's not a bracha, it's a klala. because he stole this flower. So again, the idea of fumenegia. Yeduim kama uvdois umembrois meagris atzmoi. There are a number of incidents known from Rabbi Salant himself. Shebehem herad dugmois. He showed examples at kama shefrumenegiois poelois banu, to the extent how many of these fumenegias are active within us, miblish anu magishin bayin, without even sensing, being aware that this is what's driving us. Here's one famous story which is very widely misunderstood, misinterpreted, as author is going to show now. Sipur echad min rabim, one out of many, many incidents along these lines. Who? Shepam chiku lagis lisvilas kol nidrei v'hu lo ba. Once they were waiting for Rabbi Yisrael Misalant to come for kol nidrei, they were expecting him, and he wasn't coming, and he wasn't coming. Uv chazarasam yibes haknesset. Eventually, when people left shul after the tefillah of Yom Kippur, metza'u liyad arisasei shel eze tinok boche. So they found him sitting by the crib of a baby, and helping the baby. The baby was crying. Hu avar agad bayis echad. On his way to shul, he passed by some house, v'shama sham tinok boche, and he heard a baby crying. Hevin shemo halacha levis haknesses. He understood that the mother must have gone to shul for kol nidrei. V'shira satinok levad. She left the baby alone. V'nichnasu lenadnedes. So the Rabbi Yisrael went inside in order to rock the baby to sleep. That, the Torah is told, and the misunderstanding over here is that this is an illustration of the chesed of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, that he preferred to lose out on kol nidrei in order to rock the baby to sleep. That's a misunderstanding. That's how the vast, vast majority of people explain it, and that's incorrect. That's not the point. Zeu maaseh rav. This is he was paskening over here. Through his action, he was paskening. Hageris ratzav azeh lehoris halacha. What he wanted to demonstrate is the halacha. Shechiyuv ha'em lishair al yad ha'tinok shela. The obligation of that mother was to remain with her baby. That was her role at that moment. Uchshi oizeves oizeh kedeh laleches lisvilas konidei. When she left the baby to go to daven, ein zu mitzvah el avera. It was an aver, it was a frumen negia that told her that here, going to kol nidrei justifies everything. That's the frumen negia that was at play over there. To be at kol nidrei for herself was more important. And he wanted to teach that's incorrect. It wasn't a mitzvah, it was an aver. It was the yetzer hara that was motivating her over here through this frumen negia. But I'm going to kol nidrei. What could be more important? He was saying what could be more important is to be by the baby at that point. That's more important for you at this time than anything else. That's the real understanding of this incident, not as it is commonly misunderstood. And again, there are many, many such incidents in his life, and we understand from that how active frumenegias are within us. Frumenegia comes, it's a result, a consequence of frumkat, which is not guided by da'as. Shikoch anochiyi. Again, we say it's an egotistical, selfish force. Umimele niklatois bakol minu negios. Anochiyos mimele, it absorbs all sorts of selfish motivations. Nimitza ki frumkat yicholal yos gorem yashir shel kol minu averos chamuros. And therefore, frumkat can be the direct cause of very serious averos, like we said above, leshanara, sinas chinam, echolus, because it's a mitzvah to destroy the Jew. It's a mitzvah to bury the Jew. It's a mitzvah to undermine the Jew. ולכן צריכים לבסס את עבודה דווקא על דאס. And therefore, one's avoida must be founded on das. A person has to work with his mind. A person can't relinquish his mind and work on the basis of these instinctive impulses. זוהי צורסי של לימוד מוסר. That's the צורה of learning מוסר. להגיע לעבודה אמיתית בטהרת הלב. We want to reach true avoidas Hashem with a pure heart. וזוהי על ידי לימוד דאס בעבודת השם. Through learning דאס, applying one's mind and understanding what is moral at this point, what is correct, what is a mitzvah and what is really a frumenegia. לא יקלו להיסגל במחשבה זו. It's not easy to train oneself, to accustom oneself in this type of thinking. דרך העבודה האמיתית, that the true path of עבודה, again, not to storm the heavens. That's another similar expression, to grab malachim. Again, rising in ecstasy. To remain firmly rooted on the ground. Hulis amek adlachnaam ukalefana. But in fact, to go deeper down into a deep submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Begeder mima'amakim kirasicha. As the pasuk expresses in Tehillim, I call from you from the depth. Now, bal nit'eh, final comment. Let's not make this mistake. Rabbeinu Yoina mine eser ma'alus shenimseru b'mitzvah saseh. We've said this many times already in this volume. It's a passage that comes up again and again. But Rabbeinu Yoina enumerates the 10 uppermost levels, uppermost achievements of a Jew. They're all given to us as mitzvahs saseh. Bechira, we discussed this before. Talmud Torah. Leches bedarkei Hashem, to walk in the ways of Hashem. Yisboinen begdulas Hashem, to reflect on Hashem's greatness. Zichrone chasadav, to remember the chesed that He fulfilled for us. Kedusha, avoida, yira, ava, udveikus. We've discussed this a number of times already. Kulan mitzvoy saseh. These are all mitzvoy saseh. And mimeile lecholan elu lagi. We have an obligation to reach them. The idea in this chapter is not to discourage us from reaching them, because you know, we learned before, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, not don't think that you're so close. You know, these are mitzvahs, and we have to do our best to accomplish them. However, achloi al yedei hargasha meduma shel yisod mus, not through a false, an imagined sense of exaltation, ela al yedei avoida berov maaseh. These mitzvahs have to be achieved, these levels have to be achieved through avodah that comes through effort and mind applied over many, many years, not through shortcuts that lead one to temporary ecstasy. That's not the ideal. Al derech zoi shel avodah ma'amid osan lelimud ha-musar. Learning musar places us on this path of avodah, something which is not glamorous. This is the word which I think the author would use if he wrote in English. We're not looking for glamour. Lachtoif malachim. These things, to grab malachim, to storm the heavens, glamour and ecstasy and all these things that are so prevalent today. The people want shortcuts. You know, they barely know the Aleph base and they want to learn Kabbalah. That type of thing, that's frumkeit. It's really motivated by selfishness. The person wants something for himself, not to serve Hashem. The person who really wants to serve Hashem but barely knows the Aleph base, will know that he has no business learning Kabbalah. That's not the idea. That is constant devotion, regular avoida, through the application of Das. Adkan.